This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An undocumented man is facing the first federal charges in Colorado stemming from recent protests in Denver against racial injustice. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The case stems from a demonstration on May 30th. Prosecutors say Felix Alva arrived at the scene in a car and allegedly stuck a semi-automatic handgun out of an open passenger window, pointed it at the sky, and shot 6 to 10 times. At the time, there were both police and news helicopters hovering overhead, federal prosecutors said. Alva has previously been deported from the United States and faces charges of possessing a firearm while being in the country illegally. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Smoke and heat are taking a heavy toll on air quality. CPR's Sam Brash reports air on the Front Range has been unhealthy for everyone this week.
State health officials say the air will be worse from Metro Denver north to Fort Collins. The area is struggling with two pollutants, ozone and fine particulate matter from smoke. Several major wildfires continue to burn around the state. To avoid it, state air quality meteorologist Scott Landis says people may want to create a safe room in their homes.
You get yourself a portable air cleaner, which are available with a HEPA filter. You put it in your one room and you run it continuously. And when smoke levels are high, you'll want to go to that room.
Landis says he does expect air quality to improve later this week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, white voters without a college degree helped Donald Trump win in 2016. But census data show they make up fewer eligible voters now. The electorate has more whites with college degrees and Latinx voters. Then, overhunting brought buffaloes to the brink of extinction in the 19th century. Two Native American tribes in Montana are helping to restore the population and transfer some animals to other reservations. Those stories next on All Things Considered. And coming up in 10 minutes, a record number of black actors received Emmy nominations this year. Actor and singer Billy Porter talks about his work on Pose and his feelings about this moment. 97 and partly sunny in Denver. 78 partly cloudy for Vail, 100 and sunny in Pueblo. This is CPR News.